My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Altman's back. Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. Thanks for tuning in. It seems the drama at OpenAI in the last few days has come to a conclusion. Sam Altman is returning to the company just days after being fired by the board. When he was sacked on Friday, it led to revolt by almost all of the firm's staff. And on Sunday, he accepted a leading role at Microsoft, a major investor in OpenAI. With the full story, here's the BBC's James Clayton.
Sam Altman has spent a lot of his time warning against the dangers of AI, but humans can have their moments too. After being dumped as OpenAI chief executive, the company has now done a full U-turn. After almost all of its employers said they would quit unless he came back, the company has now confirmed his return. Not only that, but the makeup of the company's board has now changed, understood to be a condition of his decision to go back. Microsoft CEO said he was encouraged by the changes to the board, and Mr. Altman posted on X saying, "I love OpenAI." His reinstatement concludes a bizarre and unstable few days at the San Francisco-based company.
James Clayton there. So what role did Microsoft play in this? Here's the BBC's technology editor, Zoe Kleinman.
It has been noted that in a way, Microsoft ended up doing a takeover without taking over, didn't it? Because it took Sam Altman, it took his co-founder, Greg Brockman, who had also been let go by the board. It was then offering to take anyone who wanted to leave OpenAI and come to Microsoft. It said it matched their payment terms. So I think it was absolutely thinking that this could be an opportunity to recreate OpenAI, if you like, within the company. But now Sam Altman is going back to his old job. But let's not forget, we still don't know why he was fired. The board saw something on Friday that spooked them so much that with minutes' notice, they decided to get rid of the CEO. You know, that is a very dramatic and serious course of action to take.
Zoe Kleinman reporting. Now, let's do the numbers. Chicago wheat futures jumped by about 1% after Russian attacks on food infrastructure in Ukraine raised concerns about supply. And London's FTSE is flat ahead of the UK's autumn statement, which is when the British government gives an update on the state of the economy and announces tax and spending decisions. Now, the Dutch are heading to the polls today to vote in a snap parliamentary election that will bring in the first new prime minister in over a decade. This election's dominant themes have been the price of groceries, energy, housing and access to healthcare. These issues have all merged into one catch-all term, security of existence. Judith Holding says she's had to make tough decisions on how to spend her money.
I had to make choices, and heating is so expensive that if I turn on the heating, I don't have enough money to buy food.
I haven't turned on the heating in 2 years. I also don't take hot showers every day. Don't use electric appliances as much. Go to bed early. I often share my bed with my daughter because it's just warmer to share.
Asher Vonderhelm is a teacher in the Netherlands that has struggled to find a rented home.
7 months of hard working, 35 5 houses visited, I think. You're basically fighting for your position in this market. Buying was not an option because I am a teacher, and on a teacher's salary nowadays in Holland, you cannot get a mortgage high enough to afford to buy any of the houses.
Voters are choosing between 4 main parties. Centre-right leader Dylan Jisilgaas is tipped to win and become the first female Dutch Prime Minister. Korea is celebrating Kimchi Day, and in case you're not familiar with this Korean food, it's a tangy, often spicy fermented vegetable. Traditionally, local communities got together to make kimchi in bulk during November ahead of the bitter cold Korean winter, and today is considered the ideal day for making it. The BBC's David Kahn has been hearing from kimchi producers, and not all of them have Korean roots.
Our kimchi recipe came from this really warm-hearted Korean mother. We try to keep that authenticity based on recipe that my mother had.
This is Zoe Yoon, sales manager at Mr. Kimchi. She started the business with her husband using her mother's recipe in 2013. But their history goes a little further back.
Back in 1997, I remember people coming into the house bringing their own containers, and she used to put her kimchi into the containers.
Zoe's mother was one of many Korean expats who brought their kimchi recipe overseas. And from there, kimchi went beyond Korean communities. And now, it's not just Koreans who are making kimchi from scratch. Tina Benson is the owner of Kimchi With Everything, based in London.
So I lived in Japan for a while, and then living in different parts of Asia. So when I came back to the UK, you know, prior to COVID, I couldn't get hold of any kimchi, and it was really frustrating. So it kind of really started from that, and then it progressed into a business. I've kind of kept the recipe very, you know, much like the Korean way.
In Aberdeen, Scotland, Arthur Serini, director and co-founder of Crafty Pickles, took a slightly untraditional approach.
We started with just making a kimchi-style sauerkraut. So all the ingredients that you normally find in a kimchi just made into a sauerkraut instead. So more think of like a kimchi slaw a little bit. I felt like it was maybe a bit more widely accepted by Western palate, especially up in Aberdeen, Scotland, where anything fermented was quite foreign.
So how do you feel about people who might say, this is not kimchi? This is... Thanks.
Yes, so we had a few people that, and then that's why we direct them to the name kimchi style sauerkraut. Some people would call it cultural appropriation, but it's just something we enjoy eating.
But how do some of the Koreans feel about this non-traditional kimchi? Here's Dan Soo, managing director at Korea Foods, largest importer of Korean food in Europe.
There's this horrible misconception that authentic food is the only food. Well, actually, as long as it's good, it doesn't really matter to an extent. As long as it isn't marketed as authentic, I'm fine with it. I think people always associate kimchi with Korea. We do make pasta dishes in the UK. That doesn't make it British. Still associated with Italy, or pastas associated with Italy.
I'm the BBC's David Ken for Marketplace.
And I'm Leanna Byrne with a Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.